First, we need to define machlokes of Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi on Erev Shabbos in general, right? And then the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. So Rabbi Yossi says, "Ocha v'holcha shetefshach," and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo yochal adam v'arvei Shabbos v'yom tov min hamincha l'mayla, kidei sheikonech l'Shabbos k'shehu tavo." Okay. So, how would you define a machlokes? What?
Not to have the
key on that you're not going to have
the key
of Oneg.
Right,
of Oneg. Right. So Rashi seems to interpret Rabbi Yehuda lo sovo suda Shabbos ala sova, which means that you won't have Oneg Shabbos. Right? Ala sova is no Oneg, because you're already full, so there's no phenomenon of Oneg. Okay? Let's take Rashi's pshat first. I think it's a little easier to work with. So according to Rashi, what's the machlokas of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? How would you define it? Yes, Aaron raised the question of the opposite. By Korban Pesach is supposed to be Nechal Alasov. And Rashi says, Sheyiyu Nenen Bachilasan Dafayinam Alav. Bachilasov V'Seichoshev Lehen. So there it seems just the opposite. That Alasova gives it a quality of Hanoa. So why over here, don't I say the same thing with Suda Shabbos? So in other words, like this, Shabbos is Hanoa Saguf. It's Hanoa Saguf. So Hanoa Saguf means Hanoa Saguf of Achilas Shtiyah. So the hungrier a person is, the greater the Hanoa Saguf of Achilas Shtiyah is. That's Shabbos. But in Pesach, it's not the Hanoah Saguf of Achilas Shtiyah. It's a different Hanoah. It's enjoying the subtleties of the Chefetz Shel Korban. So there, if a person is hungry, so it's a Ma'akev, because all he's enjoying is satiation of hunger. So the satiation of hunger takes away from his ability to concentrate on the subtleties of the Chefetz. So Shabbos really is Anos Aguf. That's the essence of Shabbos. And in Anos Aguf, the hungrier the person is, so the more he enjoys the Maisa Chilush Siyah. It's not the Chefza. It's the Anos Aguf of the Gavra. So in terms of Anos Aguf of the Gavra, so Allah Sova is no good, because it takes away from the concept of Oneg. Because the concept of Oneg is that he should enjoy the Chilush Siyah. And the hungrier you are, the more you enjoy Achilus Shtiyah. It's the Maisa Achilus Shtiyah and the Hanos Achila, Hanos Aguf of Achila on Shabbos. But in Korban Pesach, it's a different thing. It's appreciating the subtleties of the Korban. So there, insofar as the person is hungry, it takes away from his ability to concentrate his mind on the subtleties of the Korban. Because he said he could be anything, because he's hungry. So you have to remove the hunger. So therefore, on the contrary, if it's the, that's what Rashi means when Rashi says that, let's lift out choshev. It should be choshev. What does it mean it should be choshev? It means the person should designate himself to enjoying the subtleties of this dover choshev. So it's a different kvius of the gavra for achila. It's a different kvius, different type of kvius achila. Okay?
Alright.
That's right. Because matzah is like Shabbos. Matzah is like Shabbos. Because matzah, there's no halacha of, it's not like Korban Pesach Kutchen, which has a special kiyum achila. It's simply a mice achila of matzah. So matzah has no, there's no subtleties in matzah. Matzah is not a chefetz shel kedusha. So it has no designation to appreciate the subtleties of the matzah. It's just a ma'is achilas matzah. It's a chefetz shel mitzvah, but it's a ma'is achilas matzah. So the hungrier the person is, so the more he enjoys the achila. So matzah really is like Shabbos. But you have to distinguish between two types of hanos achila. One type where the Anoas Achila is in the Maisa Achila, the satiation of the gavra, the anasa guf, and that's really by Shabbos, because Shabbos is like Rosh Hashanah and Ksubas. Shabbos is really for anasa guf. Leil Shabbos is anasa guf. So anasa guf means that there's no cheftza, there's no specific cheftza, but it means the gavra should enjoy the anasa guf of achilu and shsiyah. And the anasa guf of achilu and shsiyah is increased by the state of the gavra of being hungry. The state of hunger, so he enjoys every morsel is more enjoyable for him. There's some total of pleasure that he gains out of it. It's simply pleasure. It's the pleasure of achila. So for the pleasure of achila, the hungrier the person is, the greater the pleasure of achila. But in Korban Pesach, it's a chefta shel kachim, it's a davar chashuv, and it's reserved for the appreciation of the subtleties of the chefta. So there, if the person's hungry, the hunger, on the contrary, takes away from that ability to appreciate it. So it's a different kind of hana'ah, different kind of hana'ah sachila. One is hana'ah saguf, one is appreciation of the chefza. So for appreciation of the chefza, the hunger is an obstacle, but for hana'ah saguf, the hunger, on the contrary, is an increase. Because the hungrier he is, the more he enjoys it. So it's hana'ah saguf, actually. It's hana'ah saguf, it's not hana'ah sachefza. That's the difference. Okay. All right. On the surface, Rabbi Yehuda must be right. Because the hungrier you are, so the more onig Shabbos and the more hana you're going to have. So, I mean, that would seem to be a clear idea. And Shabbos is really made for hana'as haguf. So in terms of hana'as haguf, so he's going to have an increased hana'as haguf. So, I mean, so why on Shabbos shouldn't Rabbi Yossi also agree? How can you say Orach Baruchat Shetachshach and eat a sova where there's no Hanos Aguf? You're lacking, and that's the whole purpose of Shabbos, is Onik Shabbos, Hanos Aguf.
Isn't that a reason?
What?
Isn't that a reason?
In other words, I just want to enhance a little more. In other words, that's what Rashi says because of the Dava Choshev. What's Rashi's Lashon?
Shetachoshev.
In other words, to perceive the Chashivus of the Chefza. You have to be in a condition to perceive the chashivas of the chefza. So then you can't be hungry. Because the hunger will prevent you from concentrating on from appreciating the chashivas of chefza. Okay. The pasuk for preparations, ve'chinu es asher yaviu. Vayabi amashishu ve'chinu es asher yaviu. So it's a loch of achana, right? But achana really means to be mechen a chefza. Correct, mechen a chefza. So there's no halacha of achana being mechen atzmo. I mean, you're not a chefza, right? Rabbi Yossi maintains that the mitzvah is really achana. That's the tzuras of mitzvah. Ve'chinu es asher yaviu, to be mechen a chefza for Shabbos. So where do you derive from this that you have to put yourself in a certain state? I mean, there's no halacha like that. It's very nice. Midas chasidus is very nice. He wouldn't object to it. But there's basically no halachic formula that gives you the right to mandate the person's state of abstention from achilu and shia in order to enhance, I mean, the onik Shabbos. It's a nice ma'aseh of chassidus. Okay, so you have a lot of tanaim, they need all erev Shabbos. But that's not halacha, that's ma'aseh of chassidus. But in terms of a structural halacha, basically, the pasuk is clear. So halacha is to be mechen chafetzim for achilu and Shabbos. That's the halacha of achana. Not on a gavra, you're not making a gavra. Correct? So that's really Rabbi Yossi's argument. Okay? In other words, covered Shabbos is and there's onik Shabbos. So rechitza, getting dressed, that's all covered Shabbos. And when the Shabbos enters, it should be in a certain state of dress. Okay? Also the shulchanos and the bayis and all those other things. But over here, we're talking with regard to onik Shabbos. So with regard to onik Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi says, the pasuk simply says, "Ve'chinu es asher yaviu." It's halacha v'achanas chafetzim, that you should be prepared with the chafetzim that are necessary for onik Shabbos. But there's no whiz, as I say, to prepare yourself. That's not preparation. Okay, that's Rabbi Yossi. So why is it being old now? You don't see the way I was saying it like this. That he learns Ve'echinu Eis Asher Yaviyu is only the Maisan Mitzvah. Ve'echinu Eis Asher Yaviyu. That's just the Maisan Mitzvah. But what is the Kiyuma Mitzvah? The real Kiyum is, the real Halacha Ve'echinu Eis Asher Yaviyu is to establish the Kiyum Mitzvasa Shalonek Shabbos. That's really what it is. It's to establish the Kiyum Mitzvah of Onek Shabbos. So the Torah is just telling you, in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah of establishing it is through bringing Chafetzim. That's the Maisa Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah itself, the Kiyum Mitzvah, is to establish the Kiyum Mitzvah of Onek Shabbos. So that you need the Gavra for. That you need the Gavra for. But the Torah is speaking in terms of the Maisa. So it's true there's no Maisa Mitzvah in being hungry. But that doesn't mean that it's not part of the Mitzvah. The Torah just speaks in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah. But the real Mitzvah B'Shlemusa, the Mitzvah B'Shlemusa is not just the Maisa Mitzvah, but it's also the Gavra as well. Why? Because the real Mitzvah is to bring about the Kiyum Mitzvasa Shalom Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. The Maisan mitzvah, the Torah mentions overtly, because there's a kiyum in the fact that it's a Maisan mitzvah. But the mitzvah b'shleimusa really involves not just a Maisan mitzvah, because the nature of the mitzvah is to establish the kiyum mitzvasa. The Torah just mentions one of the method through Maisan mitzvah. But the mitzvah itself is really to establish the kiyum mitzvasa shalom Shabbos. So the Kiyum Mitzvasa Shalom of Shabbos you can't establish. You'd have all the most delicious chafetzim, but if the person is full, so there's no mitzvah, there's no mitzvah on Shabbos. So it'll come out that it wasn't the kind of mitzvah of a chinu, it's a sheyaviyu. That's the machlekes. The machlekes is, what is Erev Shabbos? Is Erev Shabbos a time for hachonas maicholim? And the Maisan Mitzvah that the Torah mentions is the only part that's nitfas in Halacha. If that's the case, so then abstention doesn't play a role. I won't be hungry. That's your problem. So say a lack in Onek Shabbos. Say a lack in Onek Shabbos. But the Halachic structure is simply in terms of Maisan Mitzvah. Or no, Maisan Mitzvah is not Halachic structure. The Maisan Mitzvah is a component of the Halacha, the Halachic institution. The Halachic institution really is to create the Kiyum Mitzvasa Shalonik Shabbos, to produce the Kiyum Mitzvasa of Onik Shabbos. And how do you produce the Kiyum Mitzvasa of Onik Shabbos? Through two ways. One is through a Maisa, through preparation of Maicholim, and the second way is through the Gavra's state of appreciation. Can't have one without the other. So therefore he holds that the mitzvah Ve'echinu Eis Asher Yaviyu on Erev Shabbos is not relegated to simply an action, but it includes the Kiyum Mitzvasa. And the Kiyum Mitzvasa is really the Onik. So if that's the case, so then there'll be an Isra Achila Men HaMencha L'mayla. Okay? But according to whom? According to B.O.C., that the structure is only the Maisan Mitzvah, and it's not to ensure the Kiyum Mitzvasa, but he holds by Pesach is different. Why? Because of Matzah. Because of Matzah. Yeah, so why is that? So why is that? We have to analyze that. That's basic. Because that's the whole Gemara here. That you only need according to B.O.C. Because B.O.C. is Ochval Rech Techshach. Later the Gemara changes, but at this point that's what the Gemara is saying, right? Yes, that's good. So what is matzah? So what does Rashi say? Yeah. Okay. So what do you say? In other words, the difference is that on Shabbos there's no chefter shel mitzvah. That's the difference. Okay. I mean that's what the Rashbam is trying to make clear. He says v'chiyuv the matzah laila rishon chova tichsiv barav tochlu matzos. So it means there's a chefter shel mitzvah. So this has nothing to do with the other machlokes. Because Rabbi Yossi maintains Ve'chinu es asher yaviyu is only a ma'aseh achrona. Okay, and on Shabbos there's no cheftza shel mitzvah. There's a ma'aseh achila of on Shabbos, like we said. Like we answered also, I mean, the question of why isn't Suda Shabbos considered a Suda shel mitzvah for Beis HaKnesses. The answer is there's no cheftza shel Suda. Suda shel Chodesh is a cheftza shel Suda. So Rabbi Yossi says when it comes to a ma'aseh achila l'shem oneg, he says there, we don't find such a thing, so you can't mandate Allah. It's not to be found in the Torah. So it's midas chasidus, whatever. But over here there's a cheftza shel mitzvah. So in this he agrees that a cheftza shel mitzvah has certain properties that demand a certain state of the gavra. Okay, so it's Allah from the cheftza shel mitzvah. That's the difference. Okay, that's the difference. Now, how exactly does abstention from achila help the cheftza shel, enhance the cheftza shel mitzvah? That's a separate question. So Rashi says that if you eat it b'derech teyavon, so that's a hidur. So it's a hidur in the cheftza shel mitzvah, and hidur mitzvah is a part of the mitzvah, so it's a component of the mitzvah. So it's halach in the mitzvah's matzah. So mitzvah matzah, that Rabbi Yossi is not talking about that. There's nothing to do with it. It's two separate things completely. Okay. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says that the fact that he holds an Erev Shabbos, that there's no preparation, has nothing to do with Erev Pesach. Because they have a cheftza shel mitzvah. So he's not denying that a cheftza shel mitzvah has significance. And the kiyum mitzvah has to be done in a certain way. It's a matter of executing properly Yechovas HaMitzvah. How do you execute Yechovas HaMitzvah? So that's a different problem, how you execute Yechovas HaMitzvah. But because that's what the Rashbam says, Achila v'chiyuva d'matza laila harishon chova. So how do you execute Yechovas HaMitzvah? That's a separate problem. It has nothing to do with Ve'chinu Eish Hashem Aviyu about preparing for Erev Shabbos, because preparing for Erev Shabbos is simply in order that the Maisa should be a Maisa Hanoah. It's Hanoah Saguf. Hanoah Saguf, he holds, is not included. But a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah is a different thing. You have a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, and you have a Chova to be Mekayim, that Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. And how you do it is a separate question. So whatever's going to be necessary for you to do it properly, so you'll have to do. So if Hidur Mitzvah is a component of the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, so therefore, we say that you have a chiyuv to abstain from achilas shtiyah in order to execute the ma'aseh mitzvah should be done b'shlemusa. How is the ma'aseh mitzvah done b'shlemusa? It's b'hidura. So that's why there's an isra achila, because of the execution of the ma'aseh mitzvah. Okay. Yes. It doesn't. It's not really Erev Pesach. It's really any time you have a mitzvah, you have to mekayim, you have a chovas kiyum mitzvasa. So you have to take all the necessary preparations. It's a good point you mentioned. It's not real halacha in Erev Pesach. It's halacha in the chovas achilas matzah. Just like a lulav. You have a chovas lulav. So when do you tie the lulav? You have to tie it before Yantif. It's not halacha in Erev Yantif. It's halacha you have a mitzvah that you have to accomplish. The only time you can do it is Erev Yantif. So over here too, you could do it. The only time you could do it is by abstaining from achilas shtiyah on Erev Pesach. But basically, it's not an Erev Pesach halacha. It's halacha in kiyum mitzvasa achilas matzah.
Someone talks about in Kriyat Shema last year, Erev Yonim, that you get
it. Intrinsically, it has nothing to do with Erev Pesach. It's simply a chovas mitzvah, and it just so happens that in order to be mekayim mitzvah, you have to do something Erev Pesach. It's like building a sukkah before sukkahs. There are no halacha building a sukkah Erev sukkahs. So look, you have a chobas mitzvah sukkah, and you have to do it. So Erev Sukkahs, you have a chiyuv to do it. That's the same idea there. It's just halacha shmartem es mitzvasa. That shmiras mitzvahs demands that you look ahead. Yeah, you can't say I don't have tefillin today because I didn't go to the sofer. And you have to look ahead and make sure you have tefillin. So that's basically shmartem es mitzvahs. Okay. Shmiras mitzvahs. Shmartem es mitzvasa. Right? Yeah, shmatim as a matzos. Now you have a very powerful question. That according to the Rashbam and according to Rashi, when are you mekayim the matzah shel mitzvah b'achrona? B'achrona is after the seder. So how is it possible that he should be matzah shel mitzvah l'feyovom, he should meet a mitzvah? I mean, he's not going to have it. And he can't control himself. Why? Because really, ochel kol masher rosa l'achol, because of cheros. So cheros demands, I mean, in Shulchan Aruch, you can't limit your Shulchan Aruch. If you limit it, you're not making mitzvah cheros. What? That's why you limit it what?
Before.
Right. So I would say the reason why the Hidur over here expresses itself in terms of the taiva. Because really, matzah is really the lechem of the lechem that's kavua for Shiva Sayama. So it's really achilas lechem. And achilas lechem, a person enjoys more when they're hungry. So the key in mitzvah of achilas matzah is really to eat it like a person would normally eat a piece of bread. Piece of bread. So there is a natural enhancement where the person is toiv. Is toiv. Is toiv. What?
Rendering it his lechem.
And the lechem of a person is significant in so far as he's hungry. So far as he needs it. That gives the significance of lechem. Lo lechem levada yichel adam. So the chiyus of the adam is totally in lechem, and he's misavel lechem. That's the nature of lechem. He's misavel lechem. Because the chiyus of Adam is totally in lechem, he's misavel lechem. So in lechem, the fact that he's misavel lechem is a component of the achilas lechem itself. Okay. So we're doing the tesis on Samach Lamentcha Leyocha. So tesis is a funny tesis. It gives like a psychological answer. That at nighttime, he knows he's going to be careful because he wants to eat the matzah shel mitzvah l'teyavon. And he doesn't have much time. But in the daytime, since he has so much time, he's going to think that he could eat a lot, and then it'll go down. But truth of the matter is, many times it doesn't work that way. Many times you eat a lot, and then if you wait, you feel more full. So he's going to make a mistake, and therefore he won't be able to eat matzah shel mitzvah l'teyavon. But at nighttime, we'll be careful. He's under normal circumstances. So, I mean, it's a very funny teretz and taste. I mean, it's like a psychological answer.
And you have to...
What? Yeah, cheres. I mean, it sounds like it's not like a halachic tesis. It sounds like, an arbitrary psychological mechanism he's introducing. A person's going to make a mistake, and at nighttime he won't make the mistake. I mean, it's... See, what tesis is saying is like this, that the chacham don't make a gzera for you, for an Adam Kosher, to make sure that he's Mekayim is mitzvah kilchasa. Because they have a mitzvah of achilas matzah, and part of the mitzvah is hidur mitzvah, with teyavon. So the chacham don't come along and make a takana that everyone should make sure to do it right. Because it's an Adam Kosher, and you rely on it. The only time to make a takana is where there's a takala. So Tesfis says, over here, Bayom, there's a special kind of takala. And that's the only reason the Chum made the takana. That's what Tesfis is saying. You see? That's why he spells out the psychological, because what he's doing is, he's showing you that this is a special instance in where there is a unique takala. That the person always overestimates in terms of his eating. He overestimates the effects of the he underestimates the effects of the food, and because he underestimates the effects of the food, so that's human nature. So he'll be bali de takala. So what Tesis is saying is that this takana isn't really an intrinsic takana. To make sure that you ochel matzah l'teyavon. Because you don't have to really worry about Jews. They take care of themselves, they wash themselves, they nizer. They take care of the mitzvahs, and they do the mitzvahs properly. But the Mishnah had to step in only in a case where there's a takala. And over here, there's a unique takala because of the psychology of eating. That's what Taisus is saying. So according to the Rashbam, you're going to have to say the same thing. You're going to have to say the same thing. So it'll come out that according to Rashbam, by the Suda, everybody has, you always have to be a Nizar. You always have to be a Nizar. You always have to be a Nizar. So it's going to be hard to Mekayim Bal Shitas. Because after you fill yourself with all those kazesim, Rashbam didn't do that apparently. Correct? Maybe Alachilas Matzah, but the real Shir Matzah was later. Real Shir Matzah was later. But the... But according to us, I mean, it's going to be very difficult. Very difficult.
Can't do it.
Okay, but you still can be Mekayim the Mitzvah without Hidur Mitzvah.
Right.
Without Hidur Mitzvah, still Mekayim the Mitzvah. Taisus Teres according to Rashbam is not so simple because according to Rashbam means that everybody's going to have to be Nizer in their Sudas Pesach, Sudas Leil Pesach, not to eat too much. Matzah, I mean, where do you find such a thing? No, there's no mention of that. I mean that every time you have a little Pesach, you have to be a Zohir that he should mention. I mean, well, should we should mention some mention of it? It's difficult. It's difficult. Maybe say a different shot in the Rashbam. So maybe it's a little bit of a wild shot, but the Rambam says in the Mar Nevuchim, in order for a person to enjoy something, it has to be something he desires, and it has to be new to the Gavra. If it's not new, so then even though it's something he wants very much, but it's not enjoyable. So there's in order to have pleasure, you need two things. So maybe what the Rashbam means is like this, Rashi and the Rashbam. Because really, Hidur Mitzvah, in terms of Hidur Mitzvah, the Hidur Mitzvah really is always in the Chefza. Right? Well, it's not a Hidur Mitzvah in the Maisa Achila. That's a little disturbing in general over here. What kind of Hidur Mitzvah is it? Hidur Mitzvah is in the Chefza. So maybe the pshat over here is like this, that through abstention from matzah before Leil HaPesach, the Chefza becomes a desirable Chefza. The Hidur is in the Chefza because it's matzah shel teyavon, because he desires it, because he abstained from it. So it's not talking about the way he eats it. It's talking about that it should be nechels, it should have the quality of teyavon. And the quality of teyavon is it's something new to him. But if he just ate it before, then the cheftz is lacking as a cheftz shel teyavon. So the Hidur Mitzvah is that he has before him an object which is desirous. That's the Hidur Mitzvah. Yeah, of course, I mean, the person shouldn't stuff himself. I mean, that's a separate thing. But the takana was not in terms of guaranteeing that the person's hungry. The takana wasn't guaranteeing that the cheftza that's before him is a cheftza muhuderes. Why is it muhuderes? Because it's something new to him, because he abstained. So it's matzah shel teyavon. It has a certain quality of teyavon to the gavra, because he abstained from achilas matzah. He just ate it, so the matzah doesn't have the quality of the newness to the gavra. So it's not matzah. So the cheftz is lacking. So the takana really was to make sure there's a cheftz muhuderes. A cheftz muhuderes. How do you make a matzah that's a cheftz muhuderes? It means it's muhuder in the eyes of the person. Has appeal to the person. So therefore, by abstaining before if he eats right before Pesach, right before Leil Pesach. So the matzah is going to be lacking that quality. So by abstaining before Pesach, before Leil HaPesach, by abstaining, so the matzah has a certain quality to the gavra, a quality that's moderus. So that was really the takana. The Hidur Mitzvah really is in the cheftza. It's a matzah moderus. Of course, I mean, the person has to be a chacham like that. We agree with Taisus. And he shouldn't eat it in the derech... that it's a chilagasa, or something in a way that he doesn't like it. So that he has to watch himself, I mean, not to overstuff himself. But the fact is that the quality that it has it does have the quality in the chefetz of something which is a desirable object. That's the Hidur Mitzvah. But Te'avon doesn't mean in terms of the quantity of his hunger. It means a certain quality that exists in the matzah. And that quality is something that it is a desirous object. What makes it a desirous object, a muhuderes? What makes it a muhuderes is the fact that he abstained all day. So now it has that quality. Now it has that quality. In other words, in the same suda, it always has that quality. I'll give you an example. Let's say people don't like matzah. So after Pesach, so they eat bread. Okay? So in that same suda, the bread always has that, it's still new to the person. After the
first bite.
He's not going to say, first bite, okay, it's enough. I mean, because he abstains, so it has a certain quality of newness to him. And that quality exists the whole time. The quality exists the whole time. So through abstaining, the matzah shel mitzvah acquires that quality that it's a desirous object. Of course, if you overeat, that's a different thing. That's a quantitative concept. But in the qualitative concept, the qualitative chefza, the quality in the chefza, that'll have Leil Pesach. The whole Leil Pesach will have it. And that suda will have it. If you learn its satiation of hunger, so then in chanami, then you have the kasha. But if you learn it's a quality that the thing is a desirous piece of matzah, what makes it a matzah muderis? The state of the gavra makes a matzah muderis. So when he sees it, it's muderis, and it remains muderis kololela. Not just doesn't lose its hidur. Doesn't lose its hidur. The hidur exists, persists. And it's true that he eats before, but the fact is that quality is always there. So it's a chilul teavon in terms of the cheftza, not in terms of the hunger of the gavra. That's the hidur. That would explain also why the hidur mitzvah really is in the cheftza, because hidur mitzvah ordinarily is in the cheftza, right. Not in the maisa. They talk about that. Yeah, I know.
But what's the analogy to Shabbos?
Yep, but it's still difficult. That's Rashbam Sishla Tena Chelas Olasova. And the Gemara is mashmer that the mini tagim is mutar because it's not masbia. So apparently it has to do with sova. It has to do with sova, so you're back to the original problem. You see, the Rambam, all right, at least we weren't completely off the track.
Right.
The Rambam really is mashmer like we're saying. Because he says, Osho chom lecho matzah berva pesach kidei sheyia heker lachilosa berav. That's heker lachilosa. In other words, that it should be a new chefza. That's a qualitative concept. Then he says, then he goes on. So, yeah.
Because he says he might
pair some
rockets also.
Right. Yeah. So apparently, according to Rambam, it's two halachas. One is halacha in the chefza. Shel matzah should be a heker in the chefza. That's the Yisra Kol Hayom. At whole Erev Pesach, that should be a heker. What?
Yisra matzah.
So that's halacha in the chefza. And then there's halacha in the gavra so far as being ochel. But as far as the gavra is concerned, you seem to learn like they all learn. It has to do with sphere. It has to do with sphere. So if it has to do with sphere, so we have to back the kasha on the Rashbam. After he eats the whole suda, how could he be ochel matzol teil? I mean, the only answer we have is Taisa's answer. That's the only possible answer. Taisa's answer. And the Rambam with Ram says that Chasidim Roshanu Hayim Ma'ariven Asman Kedei She'ei Mitzvahs Chavivas Aleihem. So that's a separate thing, a separate answer for Chasidim Roshanu. Because it means they have the concept of having that experience of mitzvahs chavivos. The average person is not in that realm, doesn't think in those terms. But for the average person, the takana was that he could yikones lachilas matzah b'taiva. So what is the source for that original takana? why does the Rambam say k'day yikones lachilas matzah b'taiva? And it does change the lashon, like sheikones. Because, really, insofar as the mitzvahs halal are concerned, they're really objects of sipur too. So his attitude towards the achila will effectuate his sipur, the quality of his sipur. So he's like, when he's nichnas, that's why he's in that. That's why it says kadesh yikones. He doesn't say kadesh yochal the taiva. Kadesh yikones. It means when he sets himself up for the mitzvah. So when he's hungry, it puts him in a certain state, and that state is a state which is best for mitzvah sipur. Because the matzah, the achilim, the mitzvahs alayla are tied to sipur as well, engender sipur. So therefore, if it's an unimportant, insignificant event to him, he just does it as a mitzvah, so it'll affect the sipur on the mitzvah. The sipur is Mitzrayim. So you want to have him, just like it says by Kitanim, that tcholfin matzah zumizu, when you do strange things in order to arouse them. So that's for a kid, but for a regular person, if he's misava and he enters the situation where he has a desire, so that promotes a certain state of mind, and that state of mind is the state of mind for sipur. That's what I was saying. And the chassidim rishonim is an additional thing. There he doesn't say kadesh yikansu, right? There kadesh lecho. Why? In order shehi mitzvos chavivas aleh.
Involvement
in sipur will be a greater involvement. In other words, the mitzvah of a matzah zushan kol shalom shloshlom el pesul lo yosu yidechavas a matzah zushan chom shema. So the sipur is tied to the matzah. So if he looks favorably at the matzah, so then he looks favorably at the sipur. It's a certain state of mind. So it's more than just eating a kezias matzah to force it down. If it's something that he doesn't like to do, he doesn't want to do, it'll affect the sipur vis-a-vis matzah. So therefore, it should be a desirable chefza, so that a state of mind, kadesh yikones, it means a state of mind should be such that it should be a pleasurable, positive state of mind, and that state of mind is a state of mind which engenders sipur.
Well,
the matzah is tied to the achilas matzah over here. It's not just a mitzvah of achilas matzah. It's a mitzvah which is a part of sipur. So the matzah namar are really vehicles of sipur. So his attitude towards the matzah is going to affect his attitude towards the sipur. His state of mind. He anticipates the matzah. He's excited about the matzah. So that makes the matzah something which stands out in his mind in a positive way, which engenders sipur, focuses on the matzah. Pleasurably on the matzah. Yeah. It means Leil Pesach in a certain state of mind. And if the state of mind vis-a-vis the matzah is not good, then the state of mind vis-a-vis the sipur on the matzah, the sipur in general, which matzah evokes, will not be good. And in other words, there has to be an interest in mitzvah salayla. There has to be an interest in mitzvah salayla. There's no interest in mitzvah salayla, so then the whole sipur is bottled and voted. That's what he said.